The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to CIO Talk Radio with your host, Sunjo Gall. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers. Here's Sunjo Gall.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Today's topic is what it and or IT takes to get the world's airlines flying high. It's a double entendre, which basically is insinuating that we are trying to make IT become a leader and or a driver in the way airlines is going to be flourishing in coming days globally. We have David Bowen, who's the CIO and Assistant Administrator for Information Services from U.S. FAA, which is Federal Airlines Administration. Good morning, David. How are you?
Morning. How are you doing?
Very good. How is life there?
It's fine here in Washington, Sanjay.
Very good, very good. So no play, just work, or you're playing lots of golf here?
Unfortunately, we're not playing golf, but we do have a couple of air shows coming up, so that'll be exciting. That's next week.
Very good. Now, we also have Federico Genoese Zerbe, who is the president, ICE president and IT business partners for Boeing Formers. Federico, good morning.
Good morning, Sanjay. How are you?
Very good, very good. And we have David Orella. Good morning, David.
Hi, how are you, everybody?
Very good. And life is, I heard that it's pretty warm and sultry in Mexico, right?
Yeah, it's a good time to visit Mexico City if you want to have a very nice weather here.
Great. Coming to the topic today, airlines has been going through a lot of changes, and of course, you know, life hasn't been the greatest, or there's been a lot of turbulence, if no pun intended here, with respect to airlines. We are to look at, as a customer, whenever we look at it, we want the lowest price, we want excellent service, we want painless reservations, we want seamless experience in and out of the airplane, and we want everything else but the kitchen sink. Can we realistically deliver all of this at the same time? So, Mr. David Bowen, off to you.
Well, Sanjog, I'll leave the airline-specific comments to David, but I can tell you from a growth perspective here at the FAA, you know, we see that our carriers are carrying somewhere around 700 million passengers a year. We think that will grow to somewhere in the neighborhood of a billion passengers a year by somewhere around 2018. Obviously, as we plan our facilities here in the FAA to be able to maneuver all of these aircraft and all these passengers in the nation's air traffic control system, we get very concerned about our ability to do that because we're essentially packing more and more aircraft into the same airspace. So how we do that safely and how we do that efficiently and effectively with minimal impact on the environment is pretty much what we're working on. And we're in the process of implementing a new air traffic control system to be able to do that, and that's called Next Gen. So we'll talk about various dimensions of that, I think, as we go through the interview.
Now, as you, and David, continuing with you, very quick question. When you come up with your regulations and or policies, who is your customer? Do you still take your airline operator to be your customer, or is it essentially the end customer who we are trying to all satisfy?
Well, we believe that our end customer is actually the flying public. We exist to ensure the safety and efficiency of the nation's air traffic infrastructure, if you will, and make sure that the flying public here in the States have a good experience and a safe experience as they travel by air.
Coming to Federico. From your standpoint, you from the manufacturing side, but at least you're one of the top two organizations in the world which is providing the airlines to the rest of the world, essentially. And you're so far into involved into this whole airline operations and or the very existence of airline industry. What is that you are looking at in order to make sure that we give everything else but the kitchen sink at the lowest price to the customer?
Well, I think that all those things that that you mentioned are part of a holistic solution that we work together with FAA and together with the airlines in a very close partnership to provide. And obviously for us, the highest priority is safety and reliability of our equipment. And you mentioned that we are a manufacturer, but the reality is that we're a lot more than a manufacturer. We don't forget about our obligation to our airline customers and to the FAA once the airplanes leave the factory, but we continue to provide support for the life of those airplanes, and we have systems that integrate with our regulators as well as with their airlines, and we provide support to the airlines through our information system so that they're able to operate their fleet efficiently and actually reduce their costs and improve their reliability and improve their safety. So it all works together, and technology is a crucial component to really glue it all together and make sure that we can have a seamless service and a great experience for the flying public.
Now, coming to David Orello, who's coming from the airlines perspective, I mean, these two gentlemen here are representing the, like, you know, two legs of the stool where the third leg is yours. Where do you see you coming in terms of making or breaking the customer satisfaction that is expected?
Well, the customer satisfaction, I think, is the top priority, and at least for Mexican airlines here. It's all these items that you mentioned here, all these elements are part of the our strategy since 3 years from now, that we made a serious plan to see how we can meet these expectations. And I think during this show we can talk more about the strategy, but the thing that I want to mention right now is, like, right now there are, like, convergency where the airline business trying to move and more flexible, try to be close to the customer, try to be more stressless experience. And from the IT perspective, I think also we can see that all the technology now is moving more to be ready in terms of the more service-oriented architectures or to be more on top of the art technologies that used to be in the tradition with the airlines to be more legacy and to be more closed architectures. So I think, obviously, it's a huge channel, a challenge to try to meet all these expectations. But I think right now the convergency and all the entities that we are around about the airline or travel experience, we are to move to get to the exceed the customer expectations.
Now, the way we are looking at this whole airline industry, the way it is evolving, are the expectations changing, or are they? How different do you see them as they, you know, compared to when they were like a decade ago or two decades ago? And what are we doing as these three legs of the stool that we come, you know, far ahead in terms of exceeding what the customer wants, so that we still remain a viable industry? Federico.
Well, I remember checking into flights not that many years ago and being handed a boarding pass by the airline that would then write down the seat that I was assigned on a large paper ledger and would keep track of who was getting on the plane that way. And today I can check into a flight on my BlackBerry and download a scannable bar chart of my boarding pass that I can wave through security in my BlackBerry. So we've come a long way with the way we use information services to make the customer experience better. And behind the scenes, there's a tremendous amount of systems that we provide that support not only the customer experience, but the overall flying experience. So everything from the way that the airplanes are designed, manufactured, built, and delivered is supported by a great deal of digital technology. We are delivering airplanes today that were designed complete in a completely digital environment. But also, once the airplanes leave our factories, we continue to support the airlines and the airplanes with a tremendous number of systems. Everything from flight planning to crew planning to maintenance planning. We monitor the health of our airplanes in real time as they're flying, and we're able to plan for their maintenance before they even reach the arrival gate, which allows the airlines to turn them around and have much shorter dispatch times, much better reliability, and at the end of the day, that creates a much more positive experience for the customer. So compared to where we were 10 years ago, the changes have been really dramatic and all for the better. There's a tremendous amount of complexity we manage, but we have more planes flying more reliably than ever before.
Now, Federico, do you think you are finding anything different in the way you were handling the way the service was being offered on the ground and or the spares were being offered, the supply chain, or anything else that has changed or morphed over the years, which is required to exceed customer expectation, or if nothing else, at least meet it?
Absolutely. Just imagine that you have an airplane flying to some destination somewhere, and the pilot might notice that there is something that the airplane needs. Now, historically, the pilot would have communicated that to the arrival destination, and somebody would have tried to plan for the required maintenance so that they could dispatch the airplane again. Today, that all happens electronically and transparently so that by the time the airplane pulls up to the gate, the right personnel is at the gate waiting for the airplane with the right parts. The whole supply chain is visible. We can dispatch parts before anybody even knows they're needed to the destination. We could have integrated logistic planning. It's all this reduces delays, improves dispatch reliability, and not only does it make for a much better experience for the customer, but it also improves airlines' ability to use the equipment, makes them more profitable, and makes them more viable, which is a positive, it's a virtual circle that leads to better customer satisfaction as more options are available.
So, Federico, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So now we'll go to David Orella and try to see if he could suggest what he would want to see changed in the environment so that we have less of a turbulence.
Hello?
Again, no pun intended, in the airline industry itself.
Hello, I think in this audit right now, the thing is talking about the expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I think the new generations are more. As I say before, I think we are talking here about a new paradigm in the way that the people right now we interact with different services. So now the expectation before 10 years from now was more. I want to travel and I want really a warm service that everybody can talk to me and give me and something in paper that I have the ticket to travel. Now the people are more self-service oriented. So we have a huge push from the customer that demands to have self-service tools and give you more information. Be more transparent in terms of the airline. Be transparent first, for instance. So all these moving about in e-commerce that we are doing things like show entire matrix of prices so you can take the decision by yourself if you want to travel today or you want to travel tomorrow, could be cheaper. And that is something that there are paradigms that are moving, but it's pushing because the new generation already are looking more like a commodity paradigms that right now we are using in other kind of industries. So I think right now, one of the dilemmas, if you allow me to use the word, is how we can manage this convergence to really improve our service. And I think it's a huge opportunity for the airlines to really take advantage of this because Now, the people is looking more, as you say, this more than like a service. So the technology is already there, ready to help in terms of how we can be more flexible, transparent, and exceed that kind of things. Obviously, the loyalty programs, for instance, in the airline perspective, is something that right now is one of the focus, because you want to be more proactive, send more information, try to reduce the point of contacts so you can predict or to be more proactive in terms of this is your seat, this is your food that you're used to ask in your service. And it's, I think it's right now more the CRM area for the airlines.
Let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back after these messages. And look at this interesting point that David Orella, coming from the airlines perspective, has suggested, which is commoditization. So as airline, do you think surviving by making airlines industry as a commodity industry is the right way to go, or it would be better that we increase the experience, but then if the customers are thinking of this as a commodity, so should we become like electricity that I plug in my equipment and it works, or it is supposed to be like you're going to a resort? So please stay tuned. We'll be right back, because these two different chain mindsets could have a conflict, and we will keep trying to figure out what customer wants, and then there may be a disconnect and life may not be as good as we want. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back and discuss.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790.
The experts are here.
Voice America Business Network.
Looking for flexible ways to scale your IT efforts? Then visit www.aval.com today. Aval helps companies find the global IT talent they need to align their IT and business objectives. Whether it's hiring top IT leadership talent or building a reliable technology team, Aval delivers. To find out how Aval can help your company, visit www.aval.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Aval, delivering global IT talent. That's www.aval, A-V-V-A-L, aval.com. Visit today.
Dialogue is the single most powerful leadership tool we have to make a difference in the world. Leading Conversations with host Cheryl Esposito creates a place for that dialogue. Tune into the Voice America Business Channel every Friday as Cheryl hosts new conversations among leaders from around the world in business, government, art, economics, and social change. We'll explore big ideas and everyday actions and learn how their own leadership has led them to discover a newfound sense of possibility in the world. Leading Conversations with Cheryl Esposito, bringing big thinkers together in conversations that make a difference, right here on the Voice America Business Channel, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Stop wasting time. Get what you want. Live your dream life. The Dream Big Revolution. Imagine having more freedom, better health, more money, happiness. Could your business be more successful? Unless you're living the life you want, you're wasting precious time. Your life is too valuable to waste. Let Leanne Hilgers help you find health, wealth, and happiness. Listen in and live your dream life. Join the Dream Big Revolution. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Seventh Wave Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free 1-866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Sunjo Gall.
Welcome back. So this is for David Bowen. The thing which was brought forward by David Orellana, who's from the airlines industry, I mean, from Mexicana, he mentioned about the new gen is trying to use this as just a means to get from one place to another. And on the other hand, we also hear airlines is trying to introduce bells and whistles and new programs to enhance the customer satisfaction as they are in flight, you know, maybe on-demand movies and other things, cashless transactions on flight, etc. So in theory, it looks like there could be a conflict in terms of where the investment is going, whereas where the value will be. What do you think?
Well, it's difficult for me to comment on that from an airline perspective, but I will comment it from a regulatory perspective and also maybe from a personal perspective. We don't think the flying public is all that excited about traveling by air anymore. It used to be a very grandiose experience. Passengers were catered to, et cetera, et cetera. Now all we're hearing is complaints about things like, fees for handling your bags, and they're no longer serving food in airlines and things like that. So I think I would agree with David that basically it's becoming a sort of a commodity experience. People use airlines to get from place to place. Obviously, they want to do it safely, and fortunately, we have an unsurpassed safety record. But clearly, it's not the exciting experience that it used to be. And then here in Washington, actually, 4 or 5 days ago was the first day that our new three-hour wait rule became effective, where if airline passengers are on an aircraft that has been delayed for more than 3 hours, they now have the ability to be returned to the gate, and that was really at the urging of the flying public that the Department of Transportation instituted that rule. So I think that's an indication of the attitude out there of the flying public.
Federico, question for you. How much of your R&D department spends in bringing bells and whistles into your airplanes versus trying to see that it really gives them a seamless experience in and outside, because you're not only just building a plane, but you're also servicing them and are providing everything else that is required for it to not be on the ground for more than what it's supposed to be?
Well, we really focus on the entirety of the life cycle, and I can't give you specific breakdowns for how we invest our R&D money, but we look at the entirety of the operation of the aviation system in the country, and we make sure our number one priority is making sure that our airlines have equipment that is reliable, that is safe, and that can be maintained for them at the lowest possible cost so that they can be successful taking care of the passengers. Our offer will consistently meet the business needs of the airlines, which is what takes care of the flying public.
So perhaps not looking at the dollars and cents that are being spent, it is more from a focus standpoint where I was trying to get to, is where are you going? Are you trying to make an airplane be a luxury resort, or you're trying to make it a robust carrier?
So we build the airplane to make sure that it is a safe piece of equipment that will fly reliably for many years for the airlines, burn as little fuel as possible, and have the technical parameters that the airlines need for their specific missions. The interiors of the airplanes and the way that we're configured, they're actually built to customer specification, and we have engineering teams that sit down with our airline customers and design the interiors to the customer spec. So the every airline has their own design look and their own customer experience that they want to project, and we work with them to design and build an interior that is consistent with their desires and is also consistent with the regulatory requirements, because interiors have to be certified, and the FAA is one of our partners in making sure that we get these interiors out the door and that the customers will be safe inside them.
Now, David, this question is for David Orellana. I mean, we spoke about the business focus, and it was important for us to see where the business is going, for us to see how IT can help. So starting with you, all the things that were mentioned in terms of what the customer focus is supposed to be, what you know, you should be doing as a business. How are you sitting in that hot seat of a CIO trying to make a difference, leveraging IT, and what is expected out of you?
Look, the IT industry is very complex. As already said, Dave and Federico, different interventions, it's like you have here an industry that has like a four core areas, from the crew planning, from the revenue management, for the availability and fares, from the obviously for reservations and inventory, for the maintenance. So they are really mission critical systems that you need to first resolve something that is the basic. As we mentioned before that about the commodity, the people is looking that the plane is on time and getting your that you don't have any kind of trouble to arrive in your destination. So that means that from the IT perspective, you need to resolve the continuity of your services, that you need to really focus in the day-by-day operation. You need to think about the flexibility in your platforms to react, because once some airline or something in the industry happened, like a paperless that they say about the boarding pass of the cellular, everybody wants to see in all the airports. And then the challenge is for everybody, because the technology is not so available in all the countries. It's not so standard in some specific country in all the airports, depending on the company that manages the airport. So it's a challenge how you can really design a strategy where all the technology can be flexible to react and the business need, and also to have that real-time information. I think this is a word that in the industry for tradition, in the legacy, was so awful to have the real-time information. So now the technology is available, but you need to make a really good strategy to have this information to take decisions real-time.
So, Federico, in your world, IT is playing a part, but how important is it for you to be able to drive change and or bring about the latest and greatest things that the world demands?
I think it's very important. One of the key competitive discriminator for the airlines is to be sure that they have an integrated tool set, an integrated IT tool set, to really be able to do effective maintenance and repair and keep their airplanes flying very predictably and make sure that they can keep their scheduled flights on time. And at the end of the day, I think Dave Bowen made the point that the flying public really looks at air transportation now as a way to get from point A to point B. So what customers are really looking for is a reliable way of doing that. And all these integrated tool sets enable that, the ability to track what's going on with an airplane, to track the airplane's configuration, to look in real time and into the future into what that airplane will need is absolutely crucial to deliver that. So it's a very, very large part of our overall emphasis. The other thing we do is we work with our airline customers, and we assist and help them with the IT infrastructure that is required from the new generation of E-enabled airplanes, because the newer airplanes have a significant amount of IT content, and maintaining them requires a fairly sophisticated IT infrastructure in order to be able to download data from them, to provide updates, et cetera.
Now, what are some of those interesting challenges that you see in your world, which is keeping you up at night with respect to business demanding a feature functionality enhancement update, and you're having not exactly an issue, but then it is something that you are constantly trying to play catch up with?
Well, the thing that really keeps me up at night the most is my children. But apart from that, one of the things that I really care deeply about, and we make sure that we put a lot of effort in, is making sure that we have technology solutions that are deployable globally that really can work for all our customers in the different places. And I'm sympathetic to David's comment that different airports have different capabilities. And our products really need to be able to work everywhere. So that's something that we put a lot of attention on. The other thing that we put a lot of attention on in this day and age is the whole notion of security and cybersecurity. We are obviously a very large company. We have a global footprint. Our network is everywhere. And there are people out there that aren't as nice as they could be. And we spend a lot of time and a lot of effort to make sure that we are safe, and we actually work with airlines, and we also work with the government to make sure that we take some of the things that we learn and we share it with them so the whole world remains safer from a cybersecurity perspective.
Let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back after these messages, and then let's go back to you, David. You know, this is for David Bowen, that your organization is trying to help control and ensure safety and continuous success of this industry. And it seems like that you may be heavily information-driven. So your role as a CIO could not be any more important than any other executive officer in the department. So what has been keeping you up at night? What are you proud of with respect to being able to bring to the table so that the other two legs of the stool are able to go about doing their job properly? And what is that you have available in your wish list which you're still pursuing? Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Looking for flexible ways to scale your IT efforts? Then visit www.avol.com today. Avol helps companies find the global IT talent they need to align their IT and business objectives. Whether it's hiring top IT leadership talent or building a reliable technology team, Avol delivers. To find out how Avol can help your company, visit www.avol.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Avol, delivering global IT talent. That's www.avol, A-V-V-A-L, avol.com. Visit today.
Have questions about wind power? Listen for the TLG Wind Power Hour with Terry from TLG Wind Power Products. He'll cover the ins and outs of wind energy with you, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or want a ready-made product. Let Terry give you the know-how and understanding of making wind energy work for you. Terry will share decades of hands-on experience so that you don't have to learn about wind power the hard way. The TLG Wind Power Hour, live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Green Talk Network.
Are you looking for a show to help you increase your sales and subsequently your income? Want to know what works and what doesn't? Do you want to have some fun and learn at the same time? Listen for Let's Talk Sales to Increase Your Income with Len and Jack. Yep, it's a long title, but it's designed to educate you, the effective sales professional. Each week, hosts Len DiNincenzo and Jack Cullen will help you stay focused on doing the basics of your trade consistently well. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free 1-866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Sanjay Gall.
Welcome back. So this is for David Bowen. What's that is keeping you up at night? What's in your wish list? What have you accomplished and are you proud of? And one, something which you can tell as a heart-to-heart talk, do you see the other two legs of the stool see you as a friend or an adversary?
Well, okay, I wrote those down, I think, as you listed them out. So I'll talk about keeps me up at night because I think Federico introduced a very interesting and very relevant topic, and that is as we move to an increasingly digitized air traffic system, we are also very concerned with cybersecurity. You know, obviously our surveillance, our air traffic management systems are digital. Francisco's running digital aircraft avionics and digital aircraft control systems, digital avionics, digital passenger support systems in the airplane, and all of this is susceptible to some degree of or could be cyber disruption. So that's kind of what keeps me up at night. We obviously, airlines are a target of terrorists. We've seen that in the past. We continue to see that as we go forward. So those two issues are what we kind of worry about here. Wish list, wish we didn't have the bad guys out there that are trying to make life difficult for us, but unfortunately they are, and sometimes they do, and so we have to deal with that. What we're doing, let me talk about new digital surveillance technology we're in the process of deploying around the country. It's called Digital Surveillance Broadcast, ADS-B. We just went live back in December in Houston, and I think it's particularly relevant in our current circumstance down there, because what ADS-B allows us to do is actually allows the airlines and the flight operators to fly outside of radar range as they fly out into the Gulf of Mexico, and before we could see them for about 25 miles out, and then we would lose them. So we had to manage air traffic by time and distance and location. Now we have an exact pictorial designation or pictorial visualization of where exactly those aircraft are. We can see them all the way out to the oil platforms, sometimes as far out as 160, 170 miles. And as a result of that, we can put a lot more aircraft into a smaller airspace and be able to accurately track all the aircraft in the Gulf of Mexico. In the latest situation with the oil spill, obviously that's paying big dividends, and we're increasingly excited about rolling that digital surveillance technology out across the United States. In addition to Houston, we just deployed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, about a week or so ago, went live there, and so we'll continue to do that. It gives us a very, very accurate representation of the aircraft's location, and we can do a lot of very interesting things as a result of that technology.
Now, again, question for you, David. This is for David Bowen again. What do you think is happening with respect to the feedback loop and communication of FAA with the airlines and the aircraft makers? Is that a unilateral type of decision-making and or communication, or is it truly a collaborative effort in the way you evolve your regulations and what policies that you put in place for a common good?
Well, that's kind of a double-edged sword. I would say both. Actually, there are lots and lots of areas where we work very closely with our air carrier representatives and with our manufacturing representatives to get their perspectives on our directions and what our priorities should be and things like that. So we have a number of groups that are specifically in place to help provide input from anyone who would be affected by what we do as a government regulatory agency, and we take great pains to listen to those groups, whether they be airlines or manufacturers or the general aviation community or the flying public in general. On the other hand, though, we do have regulations that we feel that are required to ensure the safety of the flying public. Sometimes those regulations are not particularly well received by some elements of the community for whatever reason. Maybe it's a maintenance issue that we've discovered with an aircraft that requires fixing. We've had issues. I'll give you an example. Cracks in airline fuselages at Southwest Airlines was an issue for us a year or so ago, where we have to take some regulatory action. Sometimes that's disruptive to air carrier schedules or impacts our manufacturers in some way. So We do like to get input. At the end, though, we our first loyalty is to the safety of the flying public, and we do write regulations to make sure that we're sticking to that mission.
Question for David Orellano. If you were to look at FAA, of course, you are from outside of the United States, and or any other regulatory body that you try to work with, what is your wish list in terms of the level of communication and data exchange that you have today? Right now, it may be limited to when are you landing, when are you taking off, how what altitude you're flying, et cetera, et cetera. Is there something else that could be done by an organization such as FAA for you to be able to do your job better in serving your end customer, which is, of course, the flying public?
I think, first of all, obviously Mexicana has a very important presence in the U.S., so obviously all the coordination with FAA or all the other U.S. authorities, we have a close relationship with them. And the second is obviously there are different areas where we already we are working together in order to improve the thing. So every time that we have a new, for instance, maintenance system, the FAA participate with us to certify and validate that system. We just replaced the system last year, and we were working together to be compliant. But I think it's just to move in the same direction. I think just to try to insist in the way that we are working is you need to work very close with the regulatory, because if we understand these paradigms in terms of that the airline needs to be more flexible and try to get the benefit of the new trends in the IT, we need to do it together with the aircraft manufacturers, with the authorities, because we are talking here to change the culture and change the way that used to see the people, the travel.
Federico, in your organization is kind of positioned in a unique space. That is, you are in manufacturing of aircrafts and, of course, the spare parts, et cetera, and provide the service. Whether airlines has a turbulence, yes, they may not place as many orders, which may be anyway backlogged for X number of years. Does that really impact you? That's number one question. Second is, what would you expect in terms of increased level of communication with FAA and with the airline, which will help you do your job better and also make the airline industry as a whole successful?
Well, in the first place, we are all keenly concerned about the success of the airlines. We're in this together. The airlines will succeed and will succeed, and the regulators help us succeed. I think we're very much in a partnership, and at the end of the day, we have one goal in mind that's our first and foremost goal, which is to make sure that the air transportation systems remain safe. I think Dave talked about how safe it is, and we want to make sure that it remains that way, and that's our number one priority. In terms of coordination, I think that we have a lot of opportunities to exchange information and to really get involved with the industry, both with regulators and airlines. We attend a number of industry conferences. We're always in close contact with both the regulatory industries as well as the airline customers. Our airlines visit us regularly. We visit them. We have FAA personnel working with us very closely at all times. Obviously, we're in the midst of a flight test on two brand-new airplanes, and we're working very closely with the FAA to make sure that we meet all their regulatory requirements and we have successful airplane programs. And then Dave mentioned ADS-B and next-generation air traffic management systems, and we're working very closely with the FAA as well. I think that's one of the areas that has me very excited about the way that we can use IT and systems. Some of the things that we see coming out of that collaboration is a wider deployment of required navigational performance R&P approaches. We see a greater use of continuous descent profile and direct-to routing, which will allow us to save a tremendous amount of fuel for the airlines, make them more profitable, also pollute less. We think that there is as much as 10 to 15% of savings that, in terms of fuel that we can get out of that. But it will also provide tangible benefits to passengers because we'll be able to fit more airplanes into the airspace and shorten time in flight and make flights faster.
What do you think you can do in terms of quality checks, leveraging IT, because you cannot afford to make mistakes in the way an airline and an airplane flies and or interacts with the rest of the folks, whether it's FAA or the ground support, et cetera, et cetera. But before we get into it, please stay tuned. We'll be right back and take a quick break and discuss this.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Looking for flexible ways to scale your IT efforts? Then visit www.aval.com today. Aval helps companies find the global IT talent they need to align their IT and business objectives. Whether it's hiring top IT leadership talent or building a reliable technology team, Aval delivers. To find out how Aval can help your company, visit www.aval.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Aval, delivering global IT talent. That's www.aval, A-V-V-A-L, aval.com. Visit today.
Money. We love it, we hate it, and everything in between. You can be the master of your life and your own economics. Join Professor Laurie Lamantia each week for the program, Making Peace with Money. Laurie will help you realize the power to create fulfillment in your life and shed new light on your money madness. You'll learn how to make peace with money and feel the joy and freedom renewed in your life. Making Peace with Money is broadcast live every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free 1-866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Sunjo Gall.
Welcome back. So, Federico, with respect to what your organization does, with respect to the contribution of IT and the quality that you need to maintain, how much of it has been the process which has been, you know, refined over the years, or how much of it do you attribute to the availability of IT and new solutions and systems which you are able to leverage to make sure that there are no mistakes from your standpoint?
Well, we consistently improve the quality of what we do and reduce mistakes through technology. And I think there are two areas that come to mind very readily. One is in the factory and in the way we build our airplanes, where we track all the parts that go into the airplanes, and we can tell exactly what is on the airplane, how the airplane's manufactured, and we can reconcile all the parts that went into the airplane against the engineering for the airplane against the type certificate. And we really eliminate a lot of potential errors by tracking and keeping tabs on everything that's in the supply chain all the way to the airplane along the way, and making sure that it's consistent. So we've taken a lot of the potential for human error out of that particular loop. The other area where there is a tremendous opportunity to take errors out is in what we're doing for the pilot in the cockpit. And technologies such as electronic flight bags, advanced avionics, some of the technologies I mentioned earlier with the more advanced approaches really allow pilot workload to be reduced, allow the pilot to focus on flying the airplane, and make the pilot-airplane interface a lot safer.
This is a question for David Orlana. If you were to look at the challenges that we are facing right now, unfortunately, this is not the best time for the airlines industry, where we are going through a lot of turbulence. What do you think could be changed now with respect to IT or leveraging IT that we could kind of get back on track, and what kind of support do you expect from the other two parties here, that is from FAA and from the airline manufacturing industry?
I think it's a good opportunity right now for all my colleagues as CIOs in the airline. It's, as you say, the moment is the time to reduce costs, and that means that really evaluate the legacy and the way that we used to manage the technology in the airline. I think in the past was some kind of competition between airlines to have their own system. So right now, paradigms in IT, like software as a service, communities, they are now the new opportunities. So now that the thing is how you can really deal with the reducing costs, but also improve your service. Leave the airline focus on the service and the way that you will use the tools, and focus the technology with the right partners, with the right people, and try to make the communities, and that is the opportunity. In terms of the airplane and the other two legs, is so important, because now the IT also needs to be more involved in the aircraft, something that in the industry was to split. CIO look at the systems and the avionics or the maintenance, look the aircraft. But now we have more active role as an IT, because you have service on board that now you need to deal, like the paper or from the flight back. And from the authority, you can move if you are not compliant with different authorities and regulatory. So leave the regulatory, work with the partners, with the trends that has IATA or other kind of instances in the industry. Try to define the flexible mode to travel. Try to avoid this exceptions way that we are handling the aviation, so everybody can focus really more in the service and experience, and also some very important track that now is in the global world, that is security.
Okay, we have a minute left. Quickly, David Bowen. Question for you. What can you do to bring the airlines back on track in terms of playing an IT role or as FAA or both?
Well, I mean, we want to help the airlines fly as many flights as they can and, put as many people into the aircraft as we can. We obviously want to do that safely. And for us, that means being able to put more airplanes in the same airspace, be it in the en route environment or make airports easier to get into and out of in bad weather. We have some issues where runways are very close together. We're working on some new technologies to be able to allow for continuous operation and closely spaced parallel runways, so that in bad weather the airport capacity doesn't actually go down, and we can continue to fly scheduled flights in there. For us, it's all about safety and efficiency, as well as able to maximize the use of the airspace for the airlines and the flying public.
30 seconds. Federico, what do you think? What you can do?
I think we're going to continue delivering to our customers and to our partners products that are reliable, safe, and that will continue to provide them with a real competitive advantage in terms of the overall value that they bring to them. And this is both the products and the services that we deliver for the products, so that our customers can focus on flying the passengers.
Thank you so much. This was David Bowen, who's the CIO and Assistant Administrator for Information Services, US FAA. Federico Genoese, who's the Vice President for IT Business Partners, Boeing, and David Orellana, CIO of Mexicana Airlines. So thank you so much, David Bowen, David Orellana, and Federico.
Hi, welcome.
Thanks, Sanjog.
Thank you.
Thank you again, and in case you have any questions, please send us the emails to views at ciotalkradio.com. That is views at ciotalkradio.com. Thank you again for listening to CIO Talk Radio. This is Sanjog All, your talk show host. Till next week, take care and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Join Sanjog Gall next Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific for another hour of CIO Talk Radio.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.